So today's liturgy, today's Sunday, and the whole Holy Week reminds us in a very powerful way, in a very strong way, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, that only in Him we can be saved, saved from all evil that we find in ourselves, any kind of evil, our ignorance of the love of God, His ways, His goodness, and also the weakness of our will to embrace the truth, to follow the truth which we learn from our Lord Jesus Christ. Like Peter, Jesus, the Son of God, the pure wisdom, told Peter, "You will deny me 3 times." Peter didn't believe, didn't ask for mercy, for help, so he could have been prevented from that denial. Today's liturgy also, this passion narrative, reminds us of 2 events that happened earlier, 3 years earlier. The baptism of Jesus, when Jesus immersed himself, though innocent, immaculate, without sin, in the waters that symbolized human sin. He stood among the sinners, and then also after that was the temptation of Jesus in the desert. So what was somehow present in those 2 events, although not clearly visible to many people, was in a hidden way present in the passion of Jesus, was fully revealed. Jesus Christ immersed himself. He faced human evil, the all possible wickedness. And also the passion of our Lord that we just read and heard show us that Jesus is the victor. He was not conquered by evil, but he conquered evil. He was not conquered because the evil didn't break Jesus, didn't change his conduct, his heart. To the very end, to the very last breath, he remained full of trust in the goodness of his Father. He remained loving, forgiving, kind, humble. The evil didn't crush our Lord. It is what the passion of Jesus shows us, reveals to us. And so he has the power to make us so strong that evil that touches our lives, the evil that we encounter in our lives, that we hear about, we see, will not change us. Because the power of Jesus will be in us. And in fact, we do participate in that victory of our Lord through baptism and all other sacraments. So for this Holy Week, I would like to encourage all of us to spend every day a few minutes and to meditate at least on a single scene from the Passion of Jesus. Jesus in the garden praying, or maybe before the court of the priests where he was falsely accused, or maybe before Herod or Pilate, or when Jesus was scourged, or when he was carrying the cross. Just one scene we can pick and meditate on it and look at Jesus, how he was responding to all that evil that was surrounding him, to all the evil that was touching him, how he was reacting to false accusations, to being mocked, ridiculed, jeered at. When he was scourged, persecuted, maltreated, abused, verbally, physically. And see the power of the love of Jesus. See his humility. Contemplate his patience, his forgiving love, his trust in the Father. And as we do it, as we contemplate the beauty of our Lord and his power and strength in our hearts, we can pray, Jesus, you are my Savior. Transform my life. Sanctify me. Save me from my sin, from my weaknesses.